I love to bike, and so too do Eric and Kathy Schramm of Madison, who are the owners of Two Bicycles and a Map Limited. So among the biking tours they run are the week-long Grab Bar Tour, which is a great tour. I've been on that one. I like it a lot. Sagbra Tours of Wisconsin, that's another one. Two Bicycles and a Map is a member of the National Bike Tour Directors Association and are cycling instructors in the only nationwide program of its kind throughout the league, through the League of American Bicyclists. And they've been with us before, and it's fun to have them back. And certainly if you have some questions as we talk bike touring with them, I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. Or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Eric, welcome back. Nice to have you with us.
It's great to be back, Larry.
And
it is.
Kathy, good to see you again,
yes,
too.
Larry, fantastic to see you. And this time, it's not snowing outside.
Yeah, well, this time we've got actual biking weather.
We do. It's absolutely beautiful here today.
Yeah, it's a great day to get out and get on the bike. You know, I wonder if we're going to see a lot more people, just as an aside, with the price of gas these days, getting on their bikes.
Well, we certainly hope so. And that's something that we actually want to promote, is getting more people on their bikes. And so many of the things that we're doing either on our tours or we're going to be offering in the fall, a group of seminars that are like a Sunday or a Saturday seminar that's going to be having people in talking about biking and how to get into biking. And we're – so – Wisconsin is just, it's a beautiful place to bike. And biking is just fabulous for many reasons, for your health, for the environment. And so the more people we can inspire to bike, the better.
Yeah, and I think once they, you know, once people get accustomed to getting on the bike, maybe biking to work or whatever, then, you know, other kind of opportunities come to mind, Eric, like these tours.
Yeah, definitely. You know, once you get on your bike and bike to work or you bike to school, if you do that on a regular basis, biking on a week-long bike ride is a great way to really enjoy the small towns of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin really has one of the finest network of secondary roads in the country. Mm-hmm. We have people from all over the country that do our tours, and once you get out of the big cities, you hardly see a car, and it's such great biking. And the roads are well maintained. It's just really a great state to bike in.
Absolutely, and maybe you can talk a little bit. Well, let's talk about Grab Bar for a minute, because that's coming up in pretty soon, about a month, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, Grab Bar is going to be starting on June 21st, and that it's the great annual bike ride along the Wisconsin River. It's been going on for 22 years. And it's going to start up in Eagle River this year, and we're going to follow the course all the way down to Prairie du Chien. And it's just a week-long bike ride, some of the great river towns along the way. You get to see the history of Wisconsin. And there is also a century ride. The first day, you can actually go up to the headwaters, which is right on the Michigan border up in Land O'Lakes. So it's really just a great bike ride, and people have been coming back for years and years doing the tour.
Well, talk a little bit about what it's like to go on a tour and what you provide. What, you know, people are wondering, geez, a whole week. What am I, you know, where do I stay? What happens if the bike breaks down? You know, how do I keep my things, you know, that I've got to take with me? All that sort of thing.
Well, one thing that Eric and I are very fortunate is that we have two employees on our staff this year that are really making the difference. And Becky, who moved from Florida last year, and on a side note, I said to Becky, oh, the winters in Wisconsin aren't that bad.
Now we had 100
I'm
inches.
Living to regret that. And I'm hoping that this was the pinnacle of the winters, at least in Madison. But Becky is working with over 100 community groups, because one of our missions is really to build really strong relationships as we're going through these communities. And so that the cyclists will actually experience those communities and what those communities are all about. So she's been working with over 100 community groups, and Anamika has been doing our route maps. And the two of them have been finding all the highlights along the way on the route. So when people are actually on their bike, cycling, looking at the cue sheets and wondering what they're going to be seeing that day, besides experiencing the fabulous route that Eric works really hard on to make sure he gets it right, you know, we're working with the chambers and the people across the state that have all those fun little things. Now, with your original question and getting ready for a bike tour, how do you get ready for that? Well, there's information. You can check us out on our website. And we put out a newsletter on all the tours and tell people what to expect, what registration is going to be like, what you should bring with you, what you shouldn't bring with you. But probably the biggest thing with bike touring is that if you're going to do a tour, you want to be ready to do it. Because if you're not, you're going to have a miserable time and you'll not want to ever bike again. So make sure that you can do the mileage. Whatever the tour is, if it's even if it's a one-day event, make sure that if there's a mileage, like it's 30 miles, 40 miles, make sure you can do that mileage. And so set time aside that you can sit down with your calendar and figure out, well, I bike this many miles. What's it going to take for me to bike this many miles? You know, if you bike 30, maybe you want to get up to 70 and just give yourself that time. With the cycling seminar series that we're going to be doing in the fall, we're going to be bringing in the experts that talk about, you know, we're going to bring in Chronometro. They're going to talk about bike fit and bike hill climbing. We're going to be bringing in the Saris people, and they have a whole training series. Chronometro also, and the Hostel Shop, they're into, they do recumbents. I mean, we're going to bring in the experts and help people.
And help people, actually.
And help people, right, figure out what they need to do for them.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you'd like to join in with a question or comment as we move along here, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890, 263-1890. So those folks are going to give, you'll get some education.
Yes.
About kind of how to navigate this business.
Yes, and I think everyone that I've been talking to of late is really they're you know, whether they've been biking for a lot of years or they're just starting out, they're like, tell us you know what it's about, give us more information, because people, if they're already cycling and they're, you know, and they're triathletes, they still want to know how to make what they're doing better.
Well, one of the things that, well, I've got some of my own experiences to share here, but let's go to Rob in Appleton. Rob, hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm an avid cyclist. I also do triathlons and all that good stuff, but I'm also a hardcore business traveler, and I'm lucky enough to bring my bike along with me on occasion. And the one thing I'm always searching for is safe roads to ride on in the different cities I'm in. I didn't know if your guests were aware of any sort of online source or printed source that, at least for the Midwest, that might be able to provide information for, you know, riding routes or things of that nature.
Eric, you're the tour guy. You're the route guy. What about it?
Well, I think the best, at least for Wisconsin, the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin puts out a great Wisconsin bike map, and it shows all the roads, and they're rated by colors about whether it has a shoulder on it, what kind of traffic count there is on it. So it's a really great resource. I know for if you want to get onto trails, the Department of Transportation has the Bike Guide, and that's a really great place to show off all the Wisconsin great trails that we have.
Actually, okay. If you have both of those, you're going to be in both those guides. You're going to be in pretty good shape, I think.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. Yeah, incidentally, I just want to add that I did my first real bike tour last year. I did Rag Bri, which they call it the Mardi Gras of bike tours, because it's as much party as it is ride. But it was fantastic. It was a great experience, and each one of the little towns had their own little, welcoming committee, so to speak, with, skits or whatever. They were dressing up in certain themes. So I think that the same thing goes for probably what you guys are putting together for Wisconsin here for that for this tour coming up in June.
Yeah. And we'll be able to talk some more about that tour. And Rob, I thank you very much for calling. Kathleen, we'll get to you in just a minute or a few minutes as well. Our guests today, Eric and Kathy Schramm of Madison. Kathleen from Milwaukee is waiting online, but we'll get to her in just a few minutes as we talk biking Wisconsin and beyond. There's some European bike tours, too, we need to talk about here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking biking, bike tours in Wisconsin today with our two guests, Eric and Kathy Schramm of Madison. They own Two Bicycles and a Map Limited. Really pleased to have them with us today. We'll be giving you lots of information about the tours that they do and also answering your questions, of course, about those tours and about biking in general. So feel free to join us at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. And also you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And we have Jeff online from Mellon. So let's just go right to the phones here and to Jeff. Jeff, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about the impact that having the bike tours come through small towns like Mellon have on the local economies and what a wonderful job Eric and Kathy with their tours have done. I've been associated on a couple different tours with them. They do a wonderful job. They provide entertainment at the sites where the bikers stay. They stay in generally school districts where they have access to showers and so forth. So just wanted to tell them good job and keep up the good work.
Well, Jeff, I thank you very much for calling. And Eric and Kathy both were pretty pleased. Kathy, you had a big smile on your face.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Kathy and Eric.
Thank you for calling in. We love Mellon. Mellon is a very small town, but it always provides us with an incredibly big welcome. And that's one thing about our events is that we know what an impact we can have on all the towns that we come through in the state. And we want to get the word out. You know, Jeff, thank you so much for calling because we want to get out the word to the whole state. You know, bicycle tourism is growing as an industry, and when we come into your towns, we can have a tremendous impact. Not only do the riders that are passing through your town, maybe along our route, you know, riders spend a minimum of $35 a day. Now, that's just during the day. That's not to say what they spend at night, you know. And so we've really given a lot of thought to that. So we've created the Happy Camper Program, where we actually connect with all the groups that Becky's setting up along the way that are going to be helping us with our towels and our tent service, our meal plans. And, you know, and last year we gave $30,000 to all these towns that we went through. And Mellon has always been, they've been absolutely super. Jeff has retired as a superintendent, and he's always done a fabulous job in helping us when we've come into Mellon, too. He was also on the chamber and probably still is helping us, you know, do what we need to do when we bring the cyclists in. And
yeah.
They're really at, they're just in this pinnacle place, a position where Mellon's located. They, you know, in the winter, the cross-country skiing they have up there, and just it's oh, it's just fabulous. On one hand, I never want it to change because it's just the most fabulous biking ever.
Well, I tell you what, Jeff, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. You mentioned sort of in passing towels and whatnot, and maybe people should know a little bit more about sort of the mechanics. And that way, when you get on a tour, what can you expect to have in terms of, is amenity, are amenities the... Is that the right way to put it?
Well, that's a great question, Larry. What you do on the tour is we usually stay at schools, and it'll be either high schools or middle schools. And this year, we're also staying at some colleges. But what you do is basically you pack your tent up each morning. You can either sleep in the gymnasium, or you can bring a tent and sleep on the school grounds. And you load it up on the truck, and you just head out. And all you have to do is just worry about biking. You don't have anything else to worry about. We take care of the route for you. We take care of all your rest stops. In case you break down, we've got some mechanics that, as Kathy's working a lot with the amateur radio people, we can call them by radio to get to where you're at. If you feel tired, we can give you a ride. And then when you get to the school, your luggage is going to be there. And so you can just set up your tent. We'll have entertainment at night. We also work a lot with the community groups. We work with the food to provide food. We also have another special option that Kathy referred to is if you don't even want to set up your own tent, we'll set up a tent for you. Mm-hmm. And so that's really a lot of people like doing that. We give you we have a towel service so that you have a fresh towel every day if you want that. So it's really any level you want to do. Some people do stay in motels even. So
well, that's what I did.
Yeah, that's a way to great way to go.
I stayed in motels all the way along. And do you help her when I did it at that time? You had to arrange your own, but will you help with that as well?
We also have a motel luggage shuttle service, and you just let us know hotels, and your luggage will be there at the hotel when you arrive. And we'll pick it up the next day. So it's a really great service. It's only $20 a day. So it's really a lot.
I like that. I like that service a lot because for some reason I just like staying in a hotel room as opposed to in a tent. But well, how many people are on this now? Is it over 1,000 or around 1,000 somewhere in there?
Well, right now on the Grab Bar, I think we're going to be down around 500 this year. I don't know whether
it
was, so and then so we're really excited. We can offer a really great service for the people. It's really going to be a lot of fun.
And so that's Grab Bar. And you run three, don't you, in Wisconsin? So it's Grab Bar and Sagbra and then the Bike Northwoods Tour. And maybe you already described Grab Bar, but you may tell us about where Sagbra goes and the Bike Northwoods Tour goes.
Sure. Sagbra this year, we kind of change routes every once in a while. This year's route's going to go from La Crosse all the way across the state to Kewaskum. And we're going to spend one of the nice things about this year's route, we're spending 2 days in Baraboo. And there's a lot to do around Baraboo. You can go visit the International Crane Foundation, the Circus World Museum, the legacy for Aldo Leopold, or you can just spend a day in the Dells. So it's a lot to do, and it's more of a family type ride. Mm-hmm. And the other tour.
How many miles is that roughly?
That one's about 60 miles a day.
About 60 a day, okay.
Yeah. And then also, we're doing our 10th anniversary of our Bike Northwoods tour. We started doing bike tours about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this year's route is real exciting. It's a new route for us. It's starting up in Ashland and heading down all the way to the Mississippi River along by Pepin and Trempealeau County. So we're really excited about
that'd be
that
fun.
One. Yeah, through Hayward and Cable and all that area.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really do a lot of bike tours in that area, but we did find some great roads to bike and great things to see along the way.
So there's three. And by the way, do you have a website?
Yes, we do. BikeWisconsin, all spelled out, .com.
BikeWisconsin.com. Okay, well, let's go to Jim in Wales next. Jim, hello.
Hello there. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Sure. I'm an avid biker. I've been biking since I was a kid, I guess. And every year we do a crazy thing with my buddies. We start off in La Crosse and we pedal all the way into Wales, Wisconsin, which is about 200 miles. We do it in about 4 days. But we always have a problem. You have nice bike trails that take you from La Crosse to Sparta, and of course the Sparta to Elroy, and then Elroy to Reedsburg. But then you get to Reedsburg, and first of all, you have that ominous Baraboo Bluff that's facing you. There's beautiful bike trails, but we always had trouble getting from Reedsburg to Madison. And we've tried different routes every year. Is there any talk of continuing? I've seen in many maps that the train line that these bikes, the trails,
yeah,
were originally made, that the train line still exists. And is there any talk about turning that into a bike trail that gets you to Madison?
Well, I know there is a little bit of talk about trying to hook up all the bike trails across the state, all the way actually to Milwaukee, and I think I think it's still a few years out. But the best way for the listeners to really kind of move this ahead is to just get in touch with your local representative to let them know that you want to do that. And I think we definitely need to do that. We need to really hook up the state a lot more with the bike trails. A lot of people feel really comfortable biking on bike trails, and I think we've got some of the best ones in the country with the Elroy Sparta and all the train tunnels. Those are great fun to go through every time.
Yeah, you could go online to mapmyride.com and put your destination in, and it's sort of like MapQuest for bikers. Yeah. And mapmyride.com can kind of show you, as a caller called in and said he looked at La Crosse, saw 80 different routes that you could take out of La Crosse. So that'd be worth a look for you too, Jim. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. And let's see. We've got some more callers here. Let's go to Leah next in Chilton, I believe. Leah, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to call and say hi to Eric and Kathy. I've been on their rides. I'm a longtime road cyclist. I actually have done the Grabar 11 times and the Sagbra 7 or 8 and the Northwoods twice, and I'm doing the Northwoods again this summer. So I'm a real experienced road cyclist. I called because I wanted to just sound the safety bell, if you will. I was taken down by a dog last spring. Was very badly injured. There was really nothing I could have done to prevent that. But in general, I think I'm obviously a very avid cyclist and a road cyclist. Mostly, I don't do the trails much. So I have lots and lots of experience. My biggest cycling year was 2006, where I rode over 10,000 miles on Wisconsin roads. So I kind of know what I'm talking about when it comes to road safety, but there are a lot of cyclists who need lots of reminders and help with understanding how to ride safely on the road. Basic things like how to make a left turn in city traffic across a couple of lanes, and when it's safe to bike side by side and when it's not. And so I know that Eric and Kathy do a lot of that with their rides, and so does the Bike Federation. But I thought I'd call and sound that safety bell for this program as well.
All right. Thanks, Leah, for calling. Kathy, comment?
Yeah. Leah, thank you for calling, and I'm thrilled that you signed up for the Northwoods again this year, too. But one thing that we are doing, we've always wanted to have more safety. Eric and I are, league instructors for the League of American Bicyclists. And we actually have a guy by the name of John Ryder, who's also a longtime LCI League certified instructor. And he's actually the regional instructor for the LAB, who's going to be coming on all of our tours now. He is the official bike safety guy. And he is going to be on all of our events, and especially on the Bike Northwoods tour. He'll be there the whole week. And what we're going to be doing is, we've always done bike safety, but we're going to be ramping it up to where he's going to be meeting with all the first-time riders who are, when you come in an event, that's when you're going to be the most shaky. And people sometimes don't realize when you're in Wisconsin and you're on a bicycle, you're considered to be a vehicle. And so people sometimes get confused. Well, how do I ride my bike? And we're going to be clarifying that. We do show a safety video, but we're going to be clarifying that with the first-time riders. During the tour, we're developing a program. We're going to be meeting with them every night. And so we feel that we're gradually going to be able to take hold of, Leah, your concerns and try to, set a more a better consciousness of people when they're biking, what they need to be concerned with. And it's a thing people need to be aware of. It's hard if you just get on your bike and go out the door and you're on your bike riding, and there's many things to be thinking about in terms of, just being safe when you're riding, but when you interact with vehicles and that sort of thing. And we're getting there, and we'll slowly get that, message across to everyone.
And thank you, Leah, for calling. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. You can join in, too, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234, or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. I was thinking about my own experiences before. I'd always biked, but I made sure that I had put on some miles before I actually got on the tour, because you really just riding 10 miles or something and then saying, well, okay, well, I can now do 70 miles or 80 miles is not really a good thing to do. So I did some practice. I really had no problems at all, because I would by the time I'd gotten on the tour itself, I had done some trips. I don't think I did 100 miles before I got on the tour, but I'd done a lot of them, 50 miles and that length, or 40 even. And sometimes I'd ride around Lake Monona three or four times and just do a stretch like that. But it made a big difference when it came time to get on the route, because I really didn't really have much in the way of problems.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, and as we, I don't know if everybody knows this, but this is Bike to Work Week. And there's a lot of people out there biking this week to work, and they should be biking as much as they can to work, because that's one benefit of biking to work is mm-hmm. that you were already there in terms of training. You know, mm-hmm. you were already there. And probably the biggest thing when you are training for an event, when you're doing a week-long bike tour, you become, you know, the vehicle. So you're eating the food that's moving you down the highway instead of a car. And so your body has to get used to that. And, you know, the more you're on your bike, the more you're breaking in your derriere, and, you know, the mm-hmm. more comfortable that you're going to be. Because you just, you know, anyone who's out there thinking, wow, I really want to do this event, stop and think, am I there? Can I do that? Because you want to have a great experience. You want your first time or your third time or your fifth time or the next time. I'm waiting for you to come on back on the Grab Bar, Larry. Grab Bar, Sag Bar, Bike Northwest Tour. You choose which one. But
well, I really want to do it again. I had a lot of, you know, one of the things I enjoyed was that it seemed like to me about every 20 miles or so, here was another stop. We came to I assumed it was planned that way so that you're not kind of stuck out there for 50 miles straight without a place to stop right. and get something to drink or eat or what have you.
Yeah, one of the great things really about Wisconsin is the pies. we really try all the little church groups along the way and little communities. We let them know that the bikers are coming, and they say, "Oh, great! And what would you guys like?" And I say pies. And but they do all kinds of great little towns. The towns, you know, you don't get to in a car. You just drive by, and you can stop along the way, and it's just a great time. And Kathy was referring to the Bike to Work Week, and the majority of the trips in a car. 82% of trips are less than 5 miles. So biking is definitely something that everybody can do. You can start out any, you know, whatever level you're at, you can definitely start out at it and work your way up.
Well, one of the things that everybody talked about on the tour, as I remember it, and I liked it myself, was you could eat whatever you want.
Yep.
You could eat as much as you want or drink as much.
Seafood, eat it, or or I can eat what I want. The calories don't count. Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, you know, it's interesting when you're talking about, you know, seeing things on the tour, like pie comes to Eric's mind. It's probably a usual thing with food. I think, too, when I think back to doing tours in other states, what do I think of first? Wow, we had the great cherry pie in whatever town it was in, you know, Michigan. But we also have awesome rider support, and I'm actually an avid amateur radio operator, and I'm more avid than I ever was before. I've always taken it for granted. I actually have the section manager, Don Mikowski, who's been on my bicycle touring event for the last 10 years, and I've kind of taken it for granted because whenever we've been, you know, going to the next town, I just pop on the radio, and I'm, you know, communicating with everybody along a 60-mile, 70-mile route. And this year, though, we decided to really get involved with amateur radio. And so we actually bought a communications bus. It's a school bus, mm-hmm. and we've left about 4 seats in it. And we put in all the equipment, and I'm really getting into the geeky side of amateur radio. It's, you know, everybody knows I love to talk, and this just fits in right perfectly with me. But another goal of ours is to get more people into amateur radio, because as I learned more about amateur radio, I realized how important it is with our state emergency management. You know, mm-hmm. when we have anything, a disaster, that's what, mm-hmm. you know, Aries Races people call events. When we have something going on in Wisconsin, it's the amateur radio people that step up. They're all volunteers. They step up and make it happen. So I want to get more people into amateur radio, too, because they're vital for the safety of our state. And a lot of people don't even know that they're out there making a difference.
And so a lot of those folks are kind of become part of the tour in a way.
Right. I have some key people that come on for the whole week. But what I love, and all the hams out there that are listening to this, what I love is we're coming through your town to have you come out and help for the day. And then I want to have people come out from the communities that can talk about amateur radio in their community. And the more people we can get involved, I actually am hoping to get the Boy Scouts on when I come to the next town and have the, because they have an amateur radio merit badge. So it's, but amateur radio has made our events safe. You know, when you, our Bike Northwoods route this year, holy cow, Northwoods, this is the Northwoods route. The first 15, 20 miles, there's not a lot of infrastructure. It's beautiful roads and Northwoods biking, and cell phones don't work up there. And so only thing that's going to work up there is ham radio. Mm-hmm. And so it's, and there's one gentleman that lives way up north, and he's actually near Mellon, and he's putting up a repeater that's going to be ready, I think, at the end of this month. And he's going to actually make the difference for us for communication. But he's just, he's an incredible guy. He's up there doing what he does for all the people in northern Wisconsin. And they should all, when they find out who he is, thank him, because he's a great guy.
Well, now listen, the tour, the Grab Bar Tour is June 21st through the 28th. SAGBRA is when? So that's July. Mm-hmm.
July 27th through the 2nd.
Of August,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the Northwoods tour is?
July 5th through July 11th.
July 5th through July 11th. And then can people still sign up for all of these events?
Yes.
Or any of these events?
Yes. They can go to either to our website, www.bikewisconsin.com. That's probably the best way to register right online. Or if you don't want to register online, well, still go to our website and print off a registration form. Or if that doesn't work for you, then just give us a call at 608-843-8412.
One of the things I found was that I thought, gee, for a whole week, it was pretty reasonable. Let's put it that way. And what are we talking about roughly for expenses, for a cost, for a week, let's say Grabar, for example?
Well, for Grabar, if you, you know, we have a meal plan option, we have a motor coach option, we have the happy camper options, but if you don't do any of the options, Grabar, I believe, is roughly around $300. So yeah. Divide that out. And Grabar is a 7-day tour. It's a really long tour. So divide that by seven, and yeah. it is very reasonable.
It really is. And, you know, the one thing that I enjoyed it the most in a way was when I finished the tour, I got back home and I jumped on my bike and I went on some of the roads that I was practicing on and some of those hills that I would labor a little bit. I thought, these are nothing. you when you finish that week,
you
really feel good about yourself, and you've got I had lots of energy. It was really a great experience that way.
Yeah, I mean, if all you have to do every day is just get up and get on your bike and bike, it's you'd be surprised how far you can bike and just how easy it is. And you know, we just think about 30 miles before lunch and 30 miles after lunch. It's really not hard at all.
No, and I want to thank you both very much for being with us
again. Thank you, Larry, so much.
BikeWisconsin.com. That's the place to go to sign up. And Eric and Kathy, always a pleasure. Thank you again for being with us.
Yes, come to our open house that we're having check our website, www.bikewisconsin.com. We'd love to see you. It's on Thursday, tomorrow. Thank you.
BikeWisconsin.com. Eric and Kathy Schramm of Two Bicycles and a Map. It's a pleasure to have them with us and a pleasure to have you listening in. And stay with us. Lots in store here on the Ideas Network.